Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. On today's Pardon My Take, we have NASCAR champ Kyle Busch in studio. We tried to bury the hatchet with Joey Slogano with a phone call. You'll see what happens there. We have Shorts Guy, the Winnipeg Blue Bomber super fan, who on a bet to himself said he would wear only shorts in Canada until the Blue Bombers won a Grey Cup. He said that in 2001. They have not won a Grey Cup, but they're playing it in on Sunday, so he may finally get to put on pants again. We have NFL picks and preview. A little Fancy Fuckboys and Firefest, a packed Friday show for you. Before we do all that, though, Pardon My Take is brought to you by...
Hey, it's PFT here, talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
And let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take, presented by the Cash App. Go download it right now. Use code Barstool. You get $10 for free, $10 to ASPCA. Today is Friday, November 22nd, and Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins are electric.
I'm actually happy for DeAndre Hopkins because the list of quarterbacks that he's had to play with in Houston has been just so bad. It's like you feel bad for the quarterbacks he's played with, just like you feel bad for all Houston quarterbacks for the offensive line that they've had to play with over the years.
So I got the list. Here we go. Matt Schaub.
Great.
Case Keenum. Good. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Mallett and his alarm clock. Case Keenum again. Brian Hoyer. Ryan Mallett again. TJ Yates, the Yates of Hell. Uh-huh. Brandon Whedon, this is a who's who of backup quarterbacks. Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage Gardens again, Deshaun Watson, TJ Yates, and now Deshaun Watson for the last 2 years.
Jesus.
The fact that I remembered it in the back of my head, but the fact that it really is our trio of Tom Savage, Brandon Whedon, and TJ Yates of Hell, like, that's incredible.
The fact that they brought Ryan Mallett back again.
Yes.
As like the better option tells you all that you need to know about that situation. It's like verbal meme. You know that grizzly bear that catches everything behind that fence,
Hank?
Like the pieces of bread
they
throw at it? A verbal meme, I'm going to tell my kids this is Deshaun Watson.
Yes, exactly. And we are doing this because we're stalling because it's actually still with a few minutes left in the fourth quarter and the Colts might actually win the game.
The Colts,
but we have not said anything yet declaratively. Would we like to?
I would like to declare at this point that I hope both teams have fun.
And that
I hope somebody takes their helmet off and hits another player with it.
The reason, though, we are talking about DeAndre Hopkins is if the game didn't have DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson, it would have been straight booty cheeks.
Yes.
Because, listen, the Colts, credit to Frank Reich, credit to the Colts.
What? Wait, booty cheeks. I'm gonna disagree with you because that implies good. You're not an ass guy?
No.
Straight booty cheeks. You need a round booty, not a straight
flat
booty.
Flat booty cheeks.
Yeah, booty cheeks with a little poop in the crack.
Hank Hill booty cheeks.
Yeah. So the Colts play a style that's not appealing to, I don't know. It's not Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. Jacoby Brissett is a very good quarterback, and they run the ball very well. But it's not DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson.
If you want to sound like a football guy, you have to say, but their offensive line is so much fun to watch.
Quentin Nelson.
If you grind the tape on them. They got Quentin Nelson. They got Lewinsky, Costanzo.
Do you think Brian Baldinger, do you think he even puts on pants when the Colts are playing in primetime?
No, he's like the Canadian guy that we're going to interview all the time. Just shorts, but they're around his ankles
the entire time. He probably makes himself a stack of pancakes and eats them while watching Quentin Nelson.
That's actually how he fucked up his finger, where it looks like it's broken, just by cranking his hog to game film of offensive line.
Yes, yes.
Not a football injury. I just realized, do the Colts play against the Bears this year?
No.
Fuck. Because if you had Lewinsky going up against Clinton Dix in a game, that would be like my Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Maybe that would next, be Rick Riley Central. Actually, might be Central. Next year. Might be next year. I don't know.
All right, I got to get some tweets drafted. I got to fill up the folder for that.
Get that ready.
One.
Uh-huh. Get that going. Actually, they did in the preseason.
Shit.
Damn, I missed it.
That
was the game that Andrew Luck retired.
Before the...
It was after the preseason game the Bears played the Colts.
So Lewinsky was dressed in blue with the white stripes on.
Correct.
His uniform. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know who won the game. It will be a choose-your-own-adventure. Let's just assume the Texans won and say they really have control of the AFC South. Now let's assume the Colts won. They now really have control of the AFC South.
I need a Jim Irsay tweet, though, to tell me if the roof's going to be open on Sunday.
Oh,
I don't know. I know they're not playing, but I want to know.
Yes. Gotta know.
He definitely has like a recurring calendar invite to himself.
Pops up.
To tweet about the
3 o'clock.
For that, yeah.
I got a busy schedule. Clear all my meetings. I got to tweet about the roof.
Yep.
So we have week 12 coming up. Let's see. What we also quickly should say, Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, that whole situation got a little bit weirder today.
Big day for the Notes app.
Yes. Huge. We got a Notes app off. So Myles Garrett had his... he had his hearing with the NFL. He said that Mason Rudolph said a racial slur. Then the NFL went and looked, which I don't even know how they looked. Is everyone mic'd up? I don't know. And said that they couldn't hear anything. And I actually kind of feel bad for Myles Garrett because it sounds like he said it in a meeting that he didn't think was going to be public.
Mm-hmm.
So then it went public. And now the whole situation, now everyone's just fighting over this in a different realm of hitting someone over the head with a helmet is bad.
I think so. Everyone jumps to the idea that Mason used the big one, right? But I can't imagine Mason Rudolph saying the word Fredo.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like it's in line with what he's all about as a person.
All I'll say is that Mason Rudolph, and I, if the NFL looked through the tape and didn't find anything, I think it's unfair to be like, just assume that he said something to, you know, something racially motivated to make Myles Garrett mad. I just know that I've seen Mason Rudolph's face enough.
Yeah, you just want him out of there. I've been on this
for a long time. Look, nothing against you, Mason. And Myles Garrett deserves to be suspended for the rest of the season. But nothing against you, Mason. I don't like your face.
What does indefinitely mean for Roger? I want Roger Goodell to put together like a 40-page report about this incident.
Yeah,
using a former FBI director to comb through the audio and see if any racial slurs were uttered.
All I know is that they should have every player mic'd up for every game forever.
And I'd be more interested to know if they did find evidence that a racial slur was used. In Roger Goodell's mind, in his brain, how does that affect the suspension? I want to know how much
how does he weigh that
in the NFL rule book?
Yes.
What does that mean? But there's no proof that he said it. There's no proof, I guess, that he didn't say it. You just have to go with what you know. At this point, there's no evidence that he said it, so that's it.
Yeah, so we'll move on, and we will move on without Myles Garrett for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I actually think that the punishment for the Steelers is not punishing Mason. Like, the league punished the Steelers by not suspending Mason Rudolph.
Exactly, yes.
Right.
Okay.
You can watch us on barstoolgold.com/PMT. You also can watch Rough and Rowdy.
PFT
tonight.
Is ready for Christmas.
PFT is ready for Christmas.
Is this a Christmas?
Well,
from our good friends at Roback.
It was...
it's fresh.
It looks it like... Did I
but
said,
it looks like you're, it's December 21st.
Well, I was saying it looked like he... It's either December 21st or he's getting off the ski slopes, which he's never been on.
True.
Just fucking not crush some slaloms.
I was saying it looks like maybe I'm a bicycle instructor.
Yeah,
like,
that's it.
Like a...
That place.
For some sort of like national cycling team.
I feel like the hair plays with the bike industry as well.
Yeah. You do have a little French vibe going on right now.
A little French boy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Big time. Okay, let's get to the preview. Our weekend preview. NFL weekend preview. Week 12.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Actually, let me get through this, and then I want to talk about that real quick.
Hey, it's PFT here, talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started.
I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy.
Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Here is my can't lose parlay this week. You ready? Are you guys ready?
My body has been ready.
There's no chance... No chance the Saints lose at home to the Panthers.
Unless it's Sean Payton letting the Panthers have one because they let the Bucs beat them last week.
No chance.
They let the Falcons beat them to keep Dan Quinn in.
No chance. The Panthers popped. That bubble has popped with Kyle Allen. He is not a real starter in the NFL. His hands are too small. The Saints, the best thing they can do is stop the run. The only thing the Panthers can do is run.
But Christian McCaffrey today was upgraded to a 99 in Madden.
I don't care.
That's huge.
That's a Madden curse. The Steelers are not going to lose to the Bengals because Mason Rudolph has never lost a game after he's been accused of saying something racist.
That's true. Well, we don't know
actually,
that. We don't know
no
that.
Idea yeah, what his high school.
It might not.
That's true.
We'll have to look into it.
And then, Hank, you'll like this part, the Patriots. So you basically need the Steelers and Saints, and then you get to just relax, and the Patriots will beat the Cowboys because all you got to know about the Patriots-Cowboys game is Jason Garrett versus Bill Belichick.
Right. You have to think about that, but also jumping back to the second leg. You're not going to have a Pouncey.
That's fine.
You're not going to have a Pouncey.
The Bengals have a Finley.
They have one Finley, but they don't have a Pouncey.
And they also don't have a Tate, and they also don't have any weapons. I think, actually, when we get to our picks, I also have another pick in that game because that game's going to be ugly.
AJ Green is not back?
We don't know yet.
No, AJ Green's never going to play.
AJ Green just kind of like shows up.
He's retired.
Like, yeah, they just say, AJ, you know what? Sit this out. We're going to pay you. And then when you're healthy, we'll trade you.
And Auden Tate, who has been very good, I think is hurt very badly. So, and then the Steelers, yeah, it's going to be an ugly game.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly, ugly game.
AFC North football.
Steelers defense will not let Ryan Finley beat them. What, Hank?
He's not ruled out. He just said
it's
it will
every
be
week.
Tough for Green to play Sunday since he's not practicing.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's
going
to be tough for him.
To play.
Tough to start a guy that is more talented than the rest of your
team. This rivalry, though, it's different.
It is. It slaps different. Damn, it sucks. Like, that's a shitty... This is a shitty... 5 years ago, I would have been so pumped for this game.
Yep. How many touchdowns do you think Mink is getting today?
Oh, at least three.
I think Mink is racking up maybe four...
Three pick sixes.
Three pick sixes, a fumble six, and an interception on a two-point conversion.
Okay, so that game sucks. And we have a very lopsided Week 12. I teased this before we did the ad. I am sad that it is Week 12. But I'm going to give everyone a pep talk right now because, yes, it's week 12 and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, where is the season gone? Just remember, bowl season, playoff football.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best two things that you can think of when you think of football, like bowl season, wall-to-wall bowl season, and then playoff football, wild card Saturday and Sunday. Oh, my God, that's the best. So fret not. We're getting towards the end of the regular season, but we still got a lot of great football left.
And it doesn't even mean that the season is more than half the way over. So when you get to the wild card week and you get to the divisional round week, even though there are only two games on each day, it's still the exact same duration of football. You're still on your couch for the same amount of time. So as far as I'm concerned, those are full weeks.
And college football it's the longest college football season ever. The national championship is January 13th.
I saw that.
That
I thought that
such
was
a big difference.
I was like, wait, double digits?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. It's such a big difference that we get all the way to January
13th. And then the week after the Super Bowl, XFL starts.
Yeah.
So really,
March Madness.
There's no off season.
By the way, that is, I saw there were, you know, the collective bargaining that's going on right now, and the NFL might have a work stoppage, but we're not going to talk about that.
Bootlicker.
The season going extra, like if they make it a 17-game season, or 18-game season with two byes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so in for that because the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend, we can finally have the Monday holiday, which is actually a fake holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, March Madness is like 1 week after.
It's perfect.
It bridges the gap.
Conference tournament weekend comes like right after
that. It bridges the gap.
Does anybody actually get President's Day off?
No, I think it's just a totally – I think it's like city workers,
if you work,
government workers.
If you work for a president, then you get the day off.
Does the stock market close?
Probably. Those stock market guys are lazy. I mean, good for them. They do all the coke. They need some time to sleep in every now and again on every single holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But they take every like little fake half day off.
Wubistics.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Wubistics. Matthew Bevilacqua. Okay. Let's talk some week 12. So we have three premier games. We have the Seahawks and the Eagles, the Cowboys and the Patriots, and the Packers and the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Every other game has some variation of this sucks. So, like, for example, if you want to go Bucks-Falcons, I don't know. That kind of sucks. Like, are the Falcons going to win out? Maybe, sure. Steelers-Bengals, we talked about. Dolphins, Browns. That kind of sucks. Mm-hmm.
It's lopsided. It's a lopsided week.
It's a very Lions, Redskins.
Carolina, New Orleans. Lions, Redskins. Well, that's just
we
shit.
We should talk about
that's
that.
That's just all shit.
Because tickets are going for $4.
$4 to $10 in the upper bowl area. I had an idea. So I saw, you know me, I'm a bargain hunter by my very nature. Mm-hmm. It's in my blood. We could buy a shitload of tickets, give them away for free to people wearing Dayglow t-shirts.
Yep.
But buy all the tickets in a pattern that says, sell the team.
Okay.
Or, I thought that might be unrealistic because then I'd have to figure out exactly what seats were where.
I don't think that's the unrealistic part.
Really?
I think the unrealistic part is actually getting people to go to the game, even with a free ticket.
I think if they knew that they were part of a larger movement, they wouldn't be there for the game. They would go to a Redskins game just to show Dan Snyder how much they didn't want to go to a Redskins game.
I think you still would have. I think you'd have to pay the people to go.
Okay, so we could put that, roll that into the cost of the tickets. If we had a budget of $20 a ticket, we'd probably need to buy, what, 50 tickets?
SeatGeek.
You listening, Cash App?
SeatGeek and Cash App. Fuck with the vision. Let's build.
But the problem I think we're going to run into is figuring out what seats would spell out sell the team.
Mm.
That could be. So then I was thinking what we should just do is just Photoshop it.
I like that.
Yeah,
so let's do that.
So
perfect.
It's a pack.
Keep the cash. The Cash App gave us.
Yeah, we're no. Yeah, Cash
and
App.
And the discounted SeatGeek.
Well, we need to pay the graphic designers. We don't want to just, you know.
No,
use
Triggs
them.
Will do it. Triggs will do it.
Okay, so Triggs what we'll do is it. We're gonna. Yeah. Here's the deal. It's gonna be a pack between us and our listeners. Okay, so
yep.
Listeners,
don't tell Triggs.
Don't tell anyone that it's photoshopped when we tweet it out. Okay,
and also don't tell Triggs that we're not paying him from the Cash App money.
That we're pocketing this.
Yeah,
that's between us.
Mm-hmm. Triggs listens, but yeah, don't tell him. Make sure you don't tell him.
Yes.
This game is sad though. $4 tickets, and you know what? It's one of those things. I think the Redskins Twitter account needs to get to a point where that, you know how you can do that option on Twitter where you can't be tagged in pictures. I think they need to not untag themselves in pictures.
They need to
on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And because also, people keep tweeting about it.
Also just lose the verified check mark.
Yeah. I'm excited for the Redskins tweets on Sunday. It's a must follow on Sundays when they get a field goal down, you know, 27-3 to Jeff Driscoll.
There'll be a halftime update
yeah.
with the score, and then there'll be a final. It'll just say final period 30-3 Detroit Lions.
It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. All right. So, so we have those three premier games, and the nice thing is they're in three different slots. Also, we do this every time this happens, but NFL, fuck you. Only 2 4 o'clock games, and one of them happens to be Jaguars-Titans, which I actually did like the sour beer face when I saw that.
That's a Thursday night game.
It's a Thursday night game, and you put it on Sunday, but seriously, 2 4 o'clock games, that's just not right.
You know what that makes me do? And I'll tie this right into our picks for the weekend.
Yep.
It makes me have to take the over in the Cowboys-Patriots game.
Of course.
Because that's the game that we're going to be watching.
Of
so,
course.
Like, that Joe Buck, I'm pretty sure, is going to be announcing it. Either him or Tony Romo. Either way, it's going to be an over voice that
Joe
we're going to hear.
Yeah.
It's Joe Buck, mm-hmm. yeah. So you always bet the over when Buck's calling the
yep.
game. That was an easy call for me.
All right, so let's do our picks. Hank, why don't you start? Give us your favorite.
The Raiders.
Ooh, going west to east.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. Time zones. Raiders and Chargers, two biggest time zone teams.
Mm.
For some reason, I don't feel like
Seahawks.
I would, no, I, when the when Seahawks go east, I don't think it affects them.
Really?
That's my point. It's like Raider. If you tell me Raiders and Chargers going to the East Coast, I'm like, oh, that's bad.
Chargers for sure.
What's the East? The Jets are actually an East to West team. If the Jets go West, they lose.
I would say
well,
that
it's the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You get jet lag.
Good point.
I would say that if you go from Seattle, they're more of a North to South team.
Mm-hmm.
So like the further they go South, the more I'm like, wow,
Houston.
They're out of their element.
Yeah.
That's a totally different biome.
All right. Your favorite.
My favorite is this is going to be my lock. So last week, I think I had
we
the
don't
triple
do locks.
I had the triple platinum lock.
Yeah, this is the five golden
lock.
Goose.
This one's going to be my thermite accelerant flaming lock of the week.
Mm.
So this is a big fucking fire, okay? It's the Buffalo fucking Bills -4 at home against the Broncos.
Mm.
If that loses, you don't like it, Hank?
Nah.
You think the Broncos are going to go into Orchard Park and push Josh Allen around?
I don't know.
I don't want to talk negatively about Josh Allen.
No, I don't.
It's that time of year where the Bills.
It's not going to push Josh Allen around. It's just, I don't know. That's a weird game to me.
A screw comes loose. Wheel falls off.
I also feel
another
like
the wheel falls off.
Are you talking
off.
About the wagons?
The Bills get high, and then they get. Although I like it because the Broncos just came. Their whole season's over, and Vic Fangio is not a people person.
Right.
So I like it.
And
I'm in on it.
They're also going from elevation to sea level.
Yeah, I'm in
They're
going
to be suffocating from all the oxygen.
I like that. All right. My favorite, I'm going to take the 49ers. Listen, this is setting up to be a disastrous season for me where I convince myself the Packers are frauds every single week until they win the Super Bowl, and then I cry in a puddle.
Okay.
So that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
They're a fraud. I think their defense is a fraud. And then every Packer fan tweets me and like, what are you talking about? You're just mad about the... Yeah, I am, okay?
They got Devontae Adams back, though, right?
Whatever, whatever. Listen, I know that I'm setting myself up for hurt, but I'm going to do it.
Greg Kittle's coming back. That's nice.
Yeah. Hank, you're underdog.
Crushing loss last week with the Broncos, plus 400 man lost, but I'm going back on the train. Dolphins as the underdog, take them on the money line as well.
Ooh.
Okay.
I would like to see, this is the week where I would like to see the Bills lose because Bills fans would lose their minds. If what? The Browns lost, like, Browns Nation would fall
apart.
You're
just mean.
Yeah, you are.
You're, meanie,
you're just bitter,
meanie.
Hank.
Meanie.
What?
You're just
meanie.
Stank Lockwood over there.
I mean.
That's mean.
I'm sorry.
So
I'm sorry.
You're the reason behind your picks is just because you want to watch the world burn.
No, I'm the plus 400 man. The Dolphins are the only plus 400 option. But then thinking about it afterwards, it's like, well, the Browns coming off of last Thursday, if somehow they lose this game, think about the chaos. Think about the takes. I'm thinking about the show. I'm thinking about the quality of the show.
Oh, don't do
the
that.
The takes would be stronger if the Browns lost
you're
this
so
game.
Good to us.
Mm-hmm.
PFD, you're underdog.
My underdog, I'm going to fade Hank on this one big time. My underdog is... the Jets.
Mm.
Jets plus 3.
Run the table.
Yeah. We're in the middle, the early stages of the table running.
Yes.
But I think that they could handle their business at home.
Okay, I'll take the Seahawks plus 1. Russell Wilson is an underdog, 23-7-1 against the spread in his career.
That's the wonkiest line of the year.
Ooh.
That is a wonky line. But this is also one of those situations where it's a double trick game. You look at it and you say, why are the Seahawks underdogs? So you trick yourself to take the Eagles, and then you say, wait, but why would I do that? Trick back to the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. It's also
double trick.
It's also a bird matchup, which, as we realized, birds are awesome in retrograde.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Over.
Bucks, Falcons.
Ooh.
Bucks galore.
Yes, Bucks. Every single over, basically ever, the Bucks have had.
Mm-hmm.
Have hit. And I'm excited for Jameis. Being in a dome, so maybe he can see his receivers for once.
He's returning to the scene of the eating of the W.
That was in New Orleans.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It was? Oh, fuck, yeah. Okay.
A dome.
Okay. Well, no, it's still in the...
It's still a dome.
It's still a Mercedes-Benz dome.
Yeah, still a dome.
Okay.
Still a dome. Fair still enough. A dome in the NFC South.
My over is the Cowboys and the Patriots, as I said earlier.
Okay.
It's an over bet that you have to make.
I'm going
to
take the Bears and Giants over 40.5, and I'll tell you why. Chase Daniel today, quote... I told him, talking about Mitch Trubisky, I thought today he threw the ball as best as I've ever seen him on a Thursday, and that's the fact. That's 100% truth, which makes me totally believe him, the fact that he had to say it's the fact and also that it's 100% truth.
It's one
no,
of the,
really.
Yeah.
No, really.
No, seriously, dude.
Swear
this
to
is
God.
You actually hit Mitch, all your receivers on of practice.
The fact that he had to back it up like 2 times by saying how truthful it was makes it definitely sound like a statement that he wouldn't have said if it wasn't the truth.
Yeah, oh, no, he's totally telling the truth. And again, he was talking about throwing the ball. In a practice.
On a Thursday, though.
On a Thursday.
Specifically a Thursday.
True. That is when they implement the game plan.
Exactly.
So, if you don't think Mitch is about to get hot, well, you don't believe Chase Daniel saying facts and 100% truths.
And Chase Daniel has seen a lot of quarterbacks throw on a lot of Thursdays from the sidelines. That's
exactly.
been his entire career.
It's
so.
Exactly right.
Okay, I like that.
How embarrassing is that quote?
It's pretty. I mean, you got to take what you can get at this point.
And Daniel Jones is going to be good for at least 6 pick-sixes in this game. Hank, you're under. Let's finish up with the under.
That would be a nice distraction, wouldn't it, if Daniel Jones just stunk it up out there?
Oh, it's much needed like, for someone else to be bad.
Have Mitch go 11 for 20 for like 90 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, and Daniel Jones throws 3 picks.
6 pick-sixes.
That's a great day for you.
6 pick-sixes would be incredible. Go ahead. Under.
Steelers Bungles.
Oh, that's mine too.
Okay, yeah, not a lot of points coming
out of anybody. There's no one's going to score. I don't know who's going to score. Who's going to score?
Minkah.
Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton at running back.
Possibly.
Yeah.
He's that's pretty much rusher. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
My under. I'm going to fade Hank again. I'm going Tampa Bay at Atlanta. 51.5. Woo. I think that the Falcons defense is good now. Somehow.
Could you imagine if
Dan Quinn's? Dan Quinn saved the Falcons by partially killing himself so that the owners didn't have to kill him. So he gave up part of his play calling duties on defense except for like third downs.
Right.
He like he divided play calling amongst like four people on his coaching staff. So now Arthur Blank doesn't know who to fire.
I want the Falcons to get back in this. Because it is a pinky. The pinky bet just got completely erased this year. But imagine if they ran the table and got a wild card spot.
It'd be crazy.
They'd be the hottest team in football.
I think the defense is good.
They'd have to win every single game. So they would be, by definition, the hottest team in football.
Yeah. And I think Bruce Arians is just in the fuck it, Jameis. You go out there and you throw the ball whatever direction your eyes happen to be pointed in at that time.
Jameis.
As far as you can.
Be you, Jameis. We're all having fun with it. If you can't win, at least have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just Jameis being Jameis. Okay, remember, BetMGM is a home for PMT this football season. If you're a new user, you place your first bet of $1 or more on PFT's primetime field goal special. You'll get $25 for every field goal hit Sunday and Monday Night Football, but you got to make sure to use your bonus code PMT when you sign up. Also use your bonus code because if you use that, your $1 million parlay.
Oh, I got $1 million parlay. Yeah.
So use that.
I was just sitting back on Wednesday this week,
mm-hmm.
and I was just doing all these different additions to a parlay that I had, and I figured out an 8-team parlay, all on underdogs. I think it's the 8 biggest underdogs of the week.
Okay.
If you parlay the Dolphins, Broncos, Bengals, Giants, Panthers, Bucks, Redskins, and Cowboys, if you parlay all those shitty teams to win outright, it pays out 10,000 to one.
Hey, crazier things have happened.
If you bet $100 on that parlay, you win $1 million.
Wow. And
who wants to be a million? You should want to be
Wait, are the Packers in that or no?
No, they're not in this.
Okay, so if you get to, or the Jaguars or the Titans?
No.
All right, so if you get to the Cowboys portion, the NFL only has 2 games, and one, so you could hedge out.
You could hedge out.
All you
got to
do is win the first 7.
Yep.
That's easy.
You just got to get there.
That just made it the easiest parlay ever.
It's really a 7-team parlay.
Yeah, right.
And then the last one is free money.
Free money. All right, so go to BetMGM.com or BetMGM right now. Use code PMT, and you get all those bonuses, and we'll see you guys on Monday night. All right, let's do some fantasy fuckboys, and we get to Kyle Busch and then Shorts Guy.
What's up, boys? It's Paulie Donahue. My stardom this week is my pectoral muscles. The boys finally got a bench press. Yeah, we got one in the PMT studio, and it's soon enough that my pecs are going to be puffing out of my shirt.
I thought you said pet turtle.
Pet turtle?
Better.
You got turtle?
Pectoral.
Pokemon.
My sit-em is ESPN at fucking Columbus, Ohio this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The kids are protesting. It's fake news. It's a fucked up organization. No one's going to go to game day. Fuck game day.
Yeah.
Fuck ESPN.
Why would you ever protest against Ohio State and Penn State? Two great institutions. Higher learning.
And my sleeper is Marcus Smart as defensive player of the year. If you get the future in, probably like plus 2,000 right now. Take it up. Put some money in your pocket.
Paulie, you're such a homer. Who cares? It's November.
Free money.
What's up, fuckheads? This is Giardinia De Laurentiis. I'm starting fake burner accounts this weekend.
Oh, that's fuck, right. I have that too.
Fake burner accounts.
Been there, done that.
Nathan Aguilar, did he or didn't he? Whoever deleted all those tweets had some alligator arms, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know the original fake burner account?
What's that?
The Reichstag fire. You knew that one, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
I'm sitting
true.
Learning people's new names. There are too many new names out there. All this stuff going. I'm sick of learning new names. I can't stand it. Get out of here. I hate learning new shit.
Okay,
I'm my sleeper.
Oh, yeah, you got your sleeper.
It's Terry McLaurin on the Redskins. That's right, Scary Terry. I call this guy Terry McLovin because he's skinny. He looks like he's 12, but he's cool as hell, even though the rest of that cast is super bad.
Terry Hatcher.
Andrew Perloff. All right, my fantasy fuckboy. What's up, guys? It's Tony Tagliatelle.
Tagliatelle Tony.
My stardom is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has never lost a game after his teammate tried to kill another guy for saying a bad word.
A lot of guys haven't started a game after that, though.
I'm just looking at my advanced stats right now.
What are you calling, a cracker?
My sit-em is also burners.
Stat, you fuck.
My sit-em is also burners. Remember Bunsen burners?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chemistry class. Let's cook in the van.
My sleep is the Clippers. I think the Clippers might be good this year.
So I'm going to give him out as one of my sleepers for maybe a championship.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's all. So remember who told you first.
This sleeping on the Clippers.
Yeah.
Better wake up.
Hank, did you watch that whole game?
Yeah.
Really?
I did.
Did you want to do Soggy Sorrows?
No, I mean, the refs, it was clearly rigged. The refs were, it was one of the craziest. I thought I was watching the NFL. There was a clear foul. Brad Stevens, great coach's challenge, and they just didn't overrule it for whatever reason. But it was a great game. It was honestly,
are you concerned?
It was honestly like, I was watching it in bed, slightly starting to fall asleep, and then it got so exciting that by the end of it, I was up till like 3 in the morning.
Are you concerned at all that Ben Simmons is now the best 3-point shooter in the NBA?
No.
Yeah, that's not an issue for you at all.
By the way, shout out to him. I actually think that he did it too early.
You think he should have held
on? In his career, yeah. Because it was such a big moment, he should have waited till like year 10.
Well, it's like your virginity. You get it out of the way, it's over quickly, then you do it a million more times, it's not a big deal anymore.
It was shocking that he did that, and everyone's like, wait, was that the first time he took a three?
No, he hit one last year, too.
No, he's taken some like half-court heaves, too.
That's right.
But like as a pure three, I don't think he took a pure three last year at all.
Now you got to respect him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the over-under on the season is like 12, so.
Oh, my God. I wish I had bet that. Fuck.
That would have been a great one.
That's an incredible bet.
You could probably still find it.
Yeah, all right. We got BetMGM, if you're listening to this, please make that prop for us. We're going to bet that on Monday night. Give us an updated one that we can
track. No, just make it 12 still.
Yeah. No, make it lower.
I think it started a little lower. It was between 10 and 13.
Okay. He's going to get hot. All right, let's do Kyle Busch, and then we will go to Shorts Guy,
which is
an unbelievable story of a Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan who said that he was not going to take off his shorts or not wear pants until the Blue Bombers won the Grey Cup, and he said that on the eve of the Grey Cup in 2001.
I think we talked about him on Wednesday's show, but his name's Chris Matthew, and he is the most Canadian football fan.
Unbelievable.
He's awesome. I think I told him I loved him.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that I said it until after the interview. I was like, fell in love.
He was like, I love those fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the guys. All right, before we do that, hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy won, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com. Okay, here he is, NASCAR Cup champion Kyle Busch.
Presented by Cash App.
Yep.
Yep.
How much do they pay?
That's a good question.
A lot. A lot.
To us? $75,000 per episode.
Well, let's just go. What? Let's hop right into it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's hop right into it because
are you telling the truth or are you lying?
No, it's well,
I actually don't know how much they pay
per episode. Do you have one episode a day?
Okay.
Two episodes a day?
Three times a week.
Well, what happened
Three times a week. Okay.
Tri-weekly.
We have Kyle Busch on. He is the reigning NASCAR champion. He just won the championship. What happened was there was an article that came out one day and it was like, pardon my take, grosses $15 million a year or something. And then someone literally divided the amount of episodes we did and divided by three and came to the conclusion that we get paid $75,000 per episode.
Okay.
So we walk out of here and get a big check.
Right.
And we probably helped keep that going.
Nah.
But you are a sponsorship guy.
That's right.
You noticed it right when you came in. You're like, Cash App.
Yeah.
Well, who's your favorite sponsor?
M&M's.
Do you have to say that because they pay the most?
Yes.
All right, let me phrase it a little differently. When you were looking for new sponsors, did Monster approach you and you're like, hey, your name's Kyle, that's synonymous with our brand, let's sign you up?
No, actually, I wrote him a letter.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm Kyle, come on, let's do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote a letter to Monster Energy. I was with NOS Energy, and they were getting bought out by Coke and kind of going through a transition and didn't quite have the money that we needed to go race Xfinity and all that sort of stuff. So I went to Monster, who was in the truck series with Ricky Carmichael, and they were pulling out of NASCAR at the time. And I said, whoa, hold on a second, guys. Like, I got a full-time Xfinity gig here. It's going to be fun. Like, we're going to go win races. Like, we're going to take the world by storm, kick their ass, whatever. And they're like, Okay, yeah. All right, we like that. Sure.
Okay.
And they were worth, and they paid the money that we needed to be able to go do that, and so I've been with them since.
I like that switch. It's like Hulk Hogan going from WWE or WWF over WCW. It's like making the bro switch to the other type of energy drink. And I prefer Monster, but I have like a moral conundrum when I drink a Monster. Maybe you can help me out with that.
Sure.
Because I saw that video of the lady describing how Monster Energy was satanic.
Okay.
Because you turn it upside down and then it looks like a pitchfork.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said, and then right here on the backside, that's the mark of the beast. Can you confirm that Monster Energy is not run by a Satanist cabal?
No, it is not.
Okay. Here we go.
I know the guys that run the deal. They're just South African guys that...
Cloven feet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen their feet.
Nope. Okay. They're just monster guys.
Yeah. They just
bang a monster.
They live and breed the beast.
Love that. All right. So you've been doing a bunch of media today.
Yeah.
You're probably exhausted. How much do you hate wearing a suit?
It's not bad. I mean, I kind of like dressing up sometimes, but yeah, I mean, you guys are totally way more casual, so.
Yeah.
That's an
understatement. Do you feel like you overdressed for this interview?
Well, yes, because I was supposed to change before I came here, but my stuff is back at the hotel, and we didn't stop by there.
Would you have changed into your suit?
I would have. No, I have. No, like I had jeans and a sweatshirt on yesterday, so I could have wore that.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. So you kind of stick out. Like it's like a little too.
That's all right.
Trying to impress us. Not.
No.
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 Okay.
What's your favorite interview that you've done this week?
Mm.
This week, favorite interview.
Can you just give us a list of who you've spoken with? Like the names
we might
know.
And what was the
best
question they asked?
Yeah,
we'll cut this part, and then we'll ask it again.
Did you go on Get Up?
Who's that?
Mike Greenberg, ESPN?
No.
No?
Oh, wow, they don't respect NASCAR. We're NASCAR house.
No. ESPN, they've kind of cut us off here lately.
Damn.
It's sad.
But, it is what it is. I'm friends with Matthew Berry, though. Like, he's pretty cool. You know,
do you play fantasy football?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you have on your team?
I got which team you want to talk about.
Give them all.
The one that's winning?
Yeah. Who's the starting quarterback?
Hold on.
I don't remember.
Okay. Are you doing well this year?
The best team I have is...
give us that team so
that's
we can
what I'm
flex
working
on people.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, never give your bad team.
Yeah, no, we don't want to talk about bad teams. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I won this past week, 151 to 121.
Hell yes.
Who started for you?
Come on. Your guys' cell service in here sucks. Okay.
Yep.
I had Tom Brady.
That probably didn't get you that many points.
It didn't. No.
Okay.
I remember that now. I have Tom Brady. I have Chris Goodwin.
Oh.
Yeah, he had a big game.
Nice.
John Brown.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Had a big game.
Bills. Josh Allen threw him a couple tutters.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have Stephon Diggs.
Okay, that's a big one. He had a touchdown.
PPR or no?
Half PPR.
Okay. All right. Yeah that's a good call.
And then Christian McCaffrey.
Oh. Uh-huh. Dude, how did you... Who else is in your league?
Right?
You fleeced them.
It's a 10-person league. So
it's a 10-person league, and the other guys are like on your crew, and so they have to...
No, this is actually a boy-girl league. So it's me and my wife, and then against the others, husbands and wives as well, too. Some of the girls, not all the girls, know how to pick good teams.
Right.
Like my wife picks based off of pictures.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's why you got Christian McCaffrey. Good-looking dude.
Well, here's cool.
Oh, we got the monster.
Here's what's
cool
is I was number one draft.
Nice.
So Christian was number one.
So you took him number one on the board.
Yeah.
That's probably smart because some people were saying maybe Saquon, but he had a calf or a quad earlier this week.
And your wife is she knows football. She went to Purdue.
She knows a little bit about football. She knows that. Damn it! Why am I spacing his name right now? New Orleans quarterback.
Drew Brees.
Thank you, Drew Brees. Yeah. Dude, that's so stupid. I even follow him on Twitter. Anyways, she went to Purdue. He went to Purdue, right? So she's a Boilermaker.
What's harder?
That's the only thing she knows about Purdue is like he's the only thing that's come out of Purdue.
Neil Armstrong landed on the moon.
You just said Kyle Orton.
Yeah, Kyle Orton went to Purdue.
We know that.
Yeah.
But then.
What?
Nothing happened.
No.
What do you mean?
He had a long, extended career.
He went to the Super Bowl game one time.
Wait, are you saying nothing happened between Kyle Orton and your wife?
He's a bum.
Oh. Your wife and Kyle Orton went to school together?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, keep trying. He's disrespecting Kyle Orton.
That's almost worse.
I love Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton, you can say what you want about him, but he made a lot of money
being a backup
quarterback.
All right, let's finish this list.
Okay.
Okay, yeah,
Melvin Gordon.
I forgot, sorry.
Oh, that's nice.
Hunter Henry.
You were real glad when Melvin came back.
Have you
probably like a little bit nervous about that.
Actually, yes, I've lost a couple.
Okay.
What's funny about the Melvin thing is somebody drafted him.
Yeah.
And then, like, week four, they didn't think he was going to come back.
Yeah.
And so they dumped him.
Oh, so you picked him up off
so
the waiver wire.
So then I picked him up off of waivers.
That dumbass put him on the waiver. Yep.
Because I drafted Eckler in like the eighth round.
So you got both of them.
I had both
of
them.
You handcuffed him.
Yes, I did.
That's domination.
That's a pro move.
And then I got Shark from Jacksonville.
Yep.
I got Lutz, kicker.
That's a good kicker. I have
And I got
too.
Carolina and San Francisco defense.
Oh, that's nice. Swap them out. Uh-huh. Yeah, go back and forth. All right, so what's harder, winning a fantasy league or winning the cup championship?
Winning the boy-girl fantasy league is not that hard. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've won it the last 2 years in a row, and now you can see why, right?
Yeah.
I got a real question for you. You won this year. I saw the comments after because in 2015 you also won, but people are saying there's an asterisk.
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh. And now you actually can dunk on them because you're like, I got the asterisk one and the real one.
I got the asterisk one and the real one, yeah.
Do you think the asterisk is fair?
No. So what happened was in 2015, I got hurt. I had an injury. I broke my leg, broke my right foot, so I was out for 11 weeks to start the season. And when I came back, we had a little bit of a rough patch kind of coming back, but then I won in my fifth race back, and then I won three more races, so four total. And then that got us into the top 30 in points, which is what you needed to do. You had to have a win. And then we went through the playoffs, and we won the last race at Homestead, won the championship. And everybody was like, well, he's only a part-time champion because he didn't race all the races. Nobody ever in NASCAR has not run all the races and not won the championship. It's never happened.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a first for a lot of things. Like, there weren't 16-year-olds racing back in the day either that got kicked out because then – they didn't want 16-year-olds to race anymore.
That happened to you?
That happened to me.
Now, did you have an advantage because you were so young, so you were light, so the car actually went faster?
No, because they weigh the cars with the driver's weight. They weigh you, so you can't. Yeah, you can't.
So you got kicked out at 16?
I did.
And then when did you get?
18.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you're like the Doogie Howser of NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, pretty much. Yeah.
That might have dated myself.
Yeah, with but
you kind of did.
Yeah.
So at least I knew who that was,
you
though.
You did. Yeah, yeah. There we go.
How are you able to compete at a professional level at the age of 16? That would be like somebody on their 21st birthday that claims that they've never had an alcohol before, like drinking Mick Jagger under the table. Yeah. I don't understand. Like,
Freddie,
It's like, how did you get that much practice in driving when you weren't allowed to drive until this year?
And what's weird about that is like a lot of kids or people that race in our sport, they start when they're 7 or 8 years old, and they've been racing since then. I had a late start. I only started at 13.
Huh.
So I had been racing at 13, raced in Legends cars, won a lot, raced in Modifieds, won, raced in late models, I won, got to the Truck Series at 16, and then that's when they were kind of like, okay, 16's probably a little too young for guys with not this much experience, because they probably went back and looked at my history and was like, this kid's only been racing for 3 years, we don't need him out here going 200 miles an hour.
Right.
Let's change it to 18, he needs a couple more years.
So it's the Kyle Busch rule.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, was it even a question that you and your brother, Kurt, were going to be racers? Because, like, your name's Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
You were a race car driver when you were born. Like, that's...
That's
predetermined.
Damn it.
It is, right?
Like, yeah,
I'm right. Talladega Nights.
Like, I close
that's
my
Ricky
eyes.
Bobby. Ricky Bobby is a racer's name.
Do you know Kyle Busch is a, like, no... There's Ricky no Bobby, other profession.
Ricky
no.
Bobby was... That name was inspired by the essence of your name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I wish. No. Brexton Busch is, for sure, a race car driver's name.
But Kyle Busch is the most race car driver name. I mean, could you imagine, like, hey, this is my friend Kyle Busch. He's an architect.
Yeah, Bobby
no,
Busch.
You know that's ridiculous.
Bobby Busch is driving a car.
Yeah.
Didn't they call you Shrub?
Shrub's one of my nicknames, yeah.
Because you were the little?
Because I was the little Bush.
You should have been Landing Shrub.
Right? I could have been that.
Your nicknames are Shrub, Wild Thing, the Candyman.
Something, yeah.
That's bad because that makes me think of Michael Olcandy, who was a big-time bust in the NBA.
Okay.
So,
and then there's
and then Rowdy.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
That's a good one.
Roddy Piper, yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
M&M's is my favorite.
Not
no,
Snickers?
I'm just kidding. No. So my favorite? The Tropical Skittles.
Oh, that's a little.
I was gonna say M&M's.
Yeah.
I do like M&M's.
Peanut M&M's.
I love peanut M&M's.
Yeah,
my favorite though
peanut
are crispy.
M&Ms.
If you ask what's your favorite M&M, it's crispy M&M's. Yeah, I like.
That's
crispy.
The blue.
Green.
Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue is pretzel.
Yep.
And then the blurple one is caramel.
when they first made the green M&M. And made it like an attractive M&M.
Made it the chick.
Yeah. Did that? Yeah. Were you uncomfortable by that? Because it made me uncomfortable being like theoretically attracted to a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
When they sexualize the M&M.
No, so I actually kind of resemble a little bit of the character Red. So he's kind of like a little bit rough, like he's a little bit rowdy maybe, kind of, but a little jerkish sometimes, but then he's soft and sweet on the inside.
Wait, are you jerkish?
Yeah, yeah,
People say you're a jerk?
Oh, for sure.
Are you the most hated guy on the tour?
That's arguable.
Okay, I'll give you another name.
Yeah.
Joey Logano.
Right.
We hate him.
Okay.
I hate him. We have a huge rivalry with him. He blocks me on Twitter.
Oh.
We should have actually started the show with this. We are Denny Hamlin guys through and through.
Why?
Because we've had him on a couple times. He's fucking awesome. Oh, you don't like
Denny?
You
don't like Denny?
Denny's my teammate.
Interview's
He's
over. Okay. Okay. All right.
Good. Good answer.
Denny's the man.
Yeah.
Has he dunked on you yet?
Denny can't dunk.
Yeah, he can.
No, he cannot.
Yeah, he's friends with Michael
Jordan.
He puts the rims down to eight.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. No, Denny has not dunked on me. We did play the basketball shoot it game, like the balls roll down the thing and you shoot.
Pop a shot.
Pop a shot. Yeah, we played that. He kicked my ass.
Yeah, of course he did. He's Denny Hamlin.
He's Denny. Yeah.
He doesn't lose.
He's friends with Michael Jordan. Yeah. I mean, just wearing the Jumpman logo gives you like 10 extra points.
Yep. He called Michael Jordan when we had him on last.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. He picked up. It was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Joey Slagano.
Who should we call?
You want to call Logano?
Let's call Logano on Twitter. Let's give him a call.
Why, what's his problem?
I don't know. Maybe you said something
he didn't like. Slow. Slow.
No, you don't like him.
I don't like a lot of people on Twitter. That's probably my worst thing is ever turning on Twitter.
Okay. Well, we'll have your back now. We were actually at the race when you guys fought.
But we left early.
but
you didn't stay for the. You're supposed to stay for the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Exciting
it was
part,
pretty
it
hot.
Out. We forgot.
Yeah. But that visual.
There wasn't enough beer. That was a problem.
Yeah.
We got to go to the snack shan. Can we get that
visual of you off the internet? The cut.
Which one?
On your face.
You want to go?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Try to scratch it.
No, I'm just saying that was a bad. We get that. What did he do? Did he scratch you?
That was the guy who was following me. He was right there with me.
He scratched you?
Yeah, he was like, hey, you're bleeding. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. It's badass right now.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was like that. If you were bleeding out of your nose,
scratched.
Your mouth, you was literally in the middle of your forehead. It looked like you got in a fight with a cat.
Well, I got tackled from behind and pulled down to the ground, and I hit my head on the car.
Shit.
And scratched my head.
Slagano.
He would be a scratcher.
What's the deal with Slagano? I know why I hate him, and that's just because I've been told to hate him, and it's fun. But why does everyone else hate him?
Because he wants to be like this really, really cool, always funny, laugh it up, have a good time kind of guy off the track. But then he puts his helmet on and he's a complete dick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereas you're just a dick all the time.
I'm just a dick all the time.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know how I roll. What you see is what you get. If I don't like you, I'm not going to talk to you.
I like that. Yeah. So are there guys on the circuit where you just don't talk to them?
Yes.
And is he one of them?
Yes.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And what about Denny you're friends with?
Denny, we're good. Yeah.
All right.
We're good.
Don't ever cross Denny.
I feel like good is as close as you get to being friends with a competitor.
Who's your best friend on the tour?
Probably Eric Jones.
Okay. Because he's not good enough to compete against you.
He is. He actually beat me in a race.
Okay.
You
let him?
No, I didn't let him.
Right.
It was the Southern 500 this year, and he was leading, and I actually led much of it, but then he passed us on a pit cycle, and I was chasing him back down, and I got close to him, but I couldn't quite get him, and then I got in the wall, and then the race was over.
Damn. Do you ever zone out?
I do, yeah.
While you're driving?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
I actually go faster.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes when I don't pay attention, I'm better.
And because I would imagine that 5 hours. Because
it's just pure talent.
Right.
No, it's just pure talent.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's what I have. Nice. So like even when I'm not paying attention, I'm still going fast.
So when you're not thinking about it, you get out of your own way a little bit.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Has there ever been a time where you zone out and you almost get into a crash? You're like, shit, I should probably focus on the road?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's happened too.
Does that snap you back real fast?
I
imagine
when
being
the car
around.
Slips, like you get off in the corner and it gets loose or slips out from under you. You're like, oh, don't do that.
You can swear. Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit, say whatever.
Yeah, no, I was just like,
Have you ever fallen asleep during a race?
Almost.
Well,
I did have to have an energy drink during the race because I was like so tired of just running in a line because we were all single file.
That's when you probably back when you were drinking NOS and you had to make the switch to Monsters that actually keep you awake.
Right, but there's something later for that. But
I don't know if you know this, PFD, but Kyle Busch is a notorious napper.
Really?
He naps everywhere.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. You can fall asleep anywhere. There's pictures all over the place of you napping.
That's right.
You are cocky. I like this.
I'll fall asleep anywhere.
Right. That's right. I'll fall asleep right in your fucking face.
I'll fall asleep after that Monster.
So wait, you can just fall asleep just on command?
No.
What's up?
It was a late night and an early morning.
Okay.
And there was a bit of alcohol involved.
Got it.
So anywhere that I was doing my 5 or 10 minutes of downtime. I was closing my eyes, laying on the sideline, whatever it was.
So this was just one day.
Yeah, where the
nap legend started.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I did fall asleep like twice in those situations. Like there was another guy doing an interview and we stacked up behind him and he still had like 5 more minutes to go. And so I just laid on the floor and I zonked out for a second.
Okay. God. Save that energy.
Now, when we were talking to Denny, I think the first time he was saying that NASCAR might have an Adderall issue going on.
Ooh.
Is there any truth to that?
I don't know anything about it.
Good answer. You answered it better than Denny.
Yeah. There's so many rumors in our business. It's so stupid. I can't even keep track.
What's the most common misconception about NASCAR in one of those rumors, if you were to say one out loud so that we could get some clicks off this?
I don't even know. Just like silly season, like drivers going to other teams or drivers getting fired.
This league, yeah.
I've been fired 3 times and I'm still at my same job.
Oh, you mean like, you know, people have said that you've been fired?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. People are like, oh, he's getting let go. And
you don't let Kyle Busch go.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, right.
Come on. Be crazy.
Or my sponsors are leaving or whatever. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
What's Joe Gibbs like to work around?
He's cool. Joe's really cool. Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He wouldn't be your guys' cup of tea, probably.
I don't know. I know he doesn't cuss.
Yeah, no. About the most you get out of him is like Shiznizzle or something.
Shiznizzle, yeah, mother freaker.
He's a big Snoop Dogg guy.
Yeah. I like that.
I want to bring him back.
He said ass like once in a meeting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got mad.
What, himself for saying ass?
No. He was mad. This is back in like 2010 when we were blowing up a lot of motors and stuff like that, and so he got pretty mad at the engine builder and like chucked his pencil across the room and said something about his ass.
Yeah, like, I'll have your ass?
Yeah, basically.
That is as bad as it gets for Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, it is.
But no, he's... All right, sorry I laid out a bad Joe story. So the good Joe stories is he's an amazing coach, and he's worked with a lot of great players in the NFL and a lot of great personalities over there. He's won 3 Super Bowls, and now he's over here in NASCAR, and he's had to work with me, which has been fun. We both respect one another a tremendous amount, and I think that's why we get along so well, and we have each other's back, and then... now he's gotten me to 2 championships, and that's his 5th. Is that right?
Holy shit!
Yeah. So knowing that,
2 with Tony, 2 with me, and 1 with Bobby. Yeah.
So knowing that he won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks, 3 different running backs,
mm-hmm.
and he's won 5 NASCAR titles with 3 different drivers. Do you feel like you're a system driver?
Mm.
Am I a system driver?
Yeah, plug him
like,
in.
Like Joe's the guy with the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Put me behind the wheel. Yeah.
Well, Joe. Yeah. I don't know. No. Okay. I don't think you guys
fast on your own.
Yeah.
What's your favorite track?
Bristol. I like
that's
Bristol.
That's the one in Tennessee.
Bristol, Tennessee. Yeah, BMS.
Because
that's, right. Yeah.
That's the short track.
Yeah, it's a 1/2 mile. High bank.
Why don't they do more road courses?
Road courses are okay. It just kind of depends on where we are. Like if you go to a street course or something like that, which the Roval is almost kind of like a street course because it's so slow, the corners are so tight and the track is so narrow that when you go through the infield section of it, it's pretty slow and there's just not a lot of grip. Like our cars, they don't have a lot of downforce. Like we have more downforce than we used to have, but still, like sports cars and stuff like that, they have tons of downforce, right? So you can really haul butt around the course, and those cars are light and nimble and fun to drive. And our cars are fucking boats, man. They're like tanks.
Right.
You know, they don't change directions very quick, and they don't accelerate and stop very good. So looking at your perspective, that's probably a good thing about our cars on road courses because we just run into each other a lot.
Yeah.
So
I just always see road courses. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we need to have the amount that we have. It just depends on which ones they are.
How many are there? How many races are there?
38 total. 36 Damn. Points races.
Wow. That's
yeah.
a lot. So wait, what are the other 2? Just for fun?
Just for fun.
Preseason?
Yeah, there's one in the preseason that's kind of like a warm-up, like, hey, everybody, NASCAR is back. Make sure you tune in for the Daytona 500 next week. And then there's the All-Star race in May that all the winners, the people that have won races from the year before and that year that you're in, get to race each other.
I love that there's an All-Star game.
Yeah.
There's an All-Star game.
But do they let people vote as well to like make sure that some fan favorites get into?
Yes, they
do. Are you a fan favorite?
Yes.
No. The answer is no. I like that, though, about you.
In your fantasy football league, the people that you play against, would say that you're a fan favorite, but everybody outside of there.
Yeah, like my circle, people like me in my circle, which is why they're in my circle.
Right. Yeah.
People outside of my circle, they can F you.
Are we in it now?
He's not sure yet.
We're in Denny's circle
for like the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
Damn.
You're like Shooter McGavin. You're like the Shooter McGavin.
I like the
NASCAR
cockiness. I feel like
I like
you're successful.
He was, yeah, but no, I like the main characters of movies, so I'm Adam Sandler in that.
Okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, you go ahead. You determine your starring
I'm
role.
I'm Happy Gilmore. Yeah, exactly.
I love to compare eras in any sport. So, if you were to take Richard Petty and put him in your car, how does he do?
That is so hard to do, man. I don't know. I would like to think that he would do good because he's the biggest name of our sport, and obviously kicked everybody's butt back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. But once he got into the 90s, he won his last race in 84, right? 84, he won his last race. And then he raced until 1992. He didn't win a race from 84 to 92, and then he retired. Mm-hmm. You know, so how old was he, though? He was in his 40s, upper 40s, 50s when he got out. So, I mean, I think he just passed his prime, right? Mm-hmm. And just kept digging for whatever. But he probably should have retired a few years earlier than he did.
Yeah. How many years do you have left?
Probably 10.
How old are you?
34.
How do
Wait,
you
when's
know?
Your birthday?
May.
1985?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're almost almost birthday week. Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
January 31st.
I'm a little older than him.
Yeah, you can probably one tell day older I'm than way him. More handsome in my yeah. face, fewer lines in my
1985, shout out. Great year.
Shout out, just 85. Legends. 85 Bears.
Yeah, uh-huh. Legends everywhere.
That's right.
Right.
You had Darrell Waltrip, who won the NASCAR championship that year.
That Who could forget?
I was going to say.
Who won the MLB?
That would be
Don't look it up.
I'm not looking it up. The Royals.
Hell if I know. I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody knows.
I think it might have been the Cardinals versus the Royals.
I don't know.
All right, I got one last question. SeatGeek question, promo code TAKE. You like that? Another sponsor.
There you go.
Promo code TAKE, $10 off. Go to a NASCAR event, $10 off. What is the worst crash you've been in?
2015 Xfinity Series race at Daytona right before the start of the NASCAR season where I broke my right leg, double compound fracture in my right leg, and then Lewis Frank break of my left foot, just a midfoot break of my left foot.
And when you were in the crash, do you have a moment when you crash where you're like, oh, fuck, this is bad?
Yeah. As I was spinning towards the infield, there was an infield wall that was just concrete, didn't have any protective barrier on it like we have around the outside, but now the tracks have fixed the inside because of me.
That's another Cowboys rule?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, there's way more, dude. We can go on forever if Kyle Busch rules.
Okay.
So anyways, as my car was spinning towards that inside wall, normally when you spin, the side force of the car is like it'll start to change direction, and it's like a rudder. Like it'll turn. It never did. Like it just kept sliding and sliding and sliding, and I was going kind of forward too. And so I hit this wall head on. It was at 90 miles an hour. It was 90 G's. And so that
it's like 90 times the force of gravity,
right? Yeah,
I just wanted to flex that I knew what that meant.
That's impressive for that long hair. So the front of the car just compressed and squished and came back towards me. The motor, like, it hit my foot, and the brake pedal broke my foot. I was oh shitting myself in that moment.
Damn.
And when I hit, and then the car bounced off the wall, and then finally came to a stop. Like, there was a little fire out of the cowl, you know, just where the gas spilled over and whatever. And so I was like, oh, shit, now I'm on fire. Now I got to get out of this thing. And I could feel my leg. Like, as soon as it happened, like, I felt the instant just snap. But there was no pain. You're just in shock.
Adrenaline,
right?
Yeah.
And so, I'd lift my leg a little bit, and, like, my foot falls, and it's not in the same plane anymore. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Damn.
How the hell am I going to get out of this thing? So I just you grab with your hands and pull yourself out.
Did someone come and pull you out? Or help
no,
you out?
I got all the way to the door. Like, I sat out and was sitting on the door when the rescue workers came around, and then I told them, I was like, dude, I broke my leg and I broke my foot. You got to lift me out of here.
Shit.
Yeah,
so, that's crazy.
And I was about 200 pounds back then, so they had to lift my fat
what do you
ass
know?
Out. 180.
Nice. What have you been doing?
Working out, man.
What do you bench?
I don't bench.
Okay.
You don't?
Well, I could tell that about you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Royals was the correct answer, by the way.
Nice.
Nice. So, okay.
Royals,
good job.
That was
what NBA. Was NBA?
NBA
let's
was
do
probably
NBA. Let's
Lakers.
Get one more. Let's do NBA. What was
Lakers?
What was the NBA?
I want to say Lakers. 85? That feels like a Lakers. I mean,
I
it was
don't
either
know.
The Lakers or the Celtics.
The 90s were the Bulls, right?
1985, yep. Lakers. I think it was probably the Lakers.
How do you know when it's time for you to hang it up as a NASCAR driver? What starts to go?
Yep.
Yes, they were the Lakers.
It was the Lakers?
1985.
Gotcha, cool. I don't know what's going to tell me to hang it up. I think, you know, if the drive, if the fire isn't there anymore, like if you don't wake up in the morning just breathing, smelling everything racing, then I think that's kind of about your cue. And I think the adrenaline rush too, like getting in the car, racing, being able to go around there and fighting these things for 4 hours at a time, if that gets stale and boring and you're slow, then I think it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you, it sounds like you are nowhere near that. You're at the peak.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to think I got a few more years left in me and definitely a few more championships.
Yeah, how many? Let's do a guarantee. How many more?
I could take a shit in a box and labeled it guaranteed, but all you got's a guaranteed piece of shit.
That's a good saying. So four more?
That would be sweet, yeah. Four more would be good.
Six-time champion.
Yeah, six-time, I know. And 100 wins.
You got to get rings.
Yeah.
You guys should get rings.
We do get rings.
Oh, you get rings?
Yeah.
You should wear them.
I have one at home. I didn't wear it. I thought about bringing it, but I didn't bring
it. Who makes it, Joe?
Jostens.
No, does Joe, like, pay for it?
No, NASCAR does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. NASCAR pays for that.
Okay, well, and the
trophy.
They
got to pay for something.
The trophy's awesome, by the way.
It is.
It is
that
such
thing
a sick
is so
trophy.
Cool, yeah.
It could fit, I don't know, like a keg?
I haven't seen it.
You put his whole son in it.
It's a giant cup?
It's a huge trophy. It's kind of... It's got a base and comes up kind of skinny, and then it's got the cup at the top with all the racetracks kind of engraved in it all the way around.
But it's like an enormous
cup. It's
badass.
Is that yours for life, or do you have to give it back?
Look up NASCAR Cup Trophy.
I'm on it right now.
It's a big one.
Yeah,
what'd
you say? Do we get to keep it? Yeah, you get to keep it.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, it's like three and a half feet tall.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So I have the old trophy.
Seven or eight Mad Dogs in there.
The Sprint Cup trophy was like two checker flags that kind of came off of it. So I have the last one of those, and then I have the last one of the
Monster. That was 2015. That was
the asterisk one? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And then I have the last one of this one, the Monster Energy one.
I can tell it bothers you. I read the quote where you kind of had some fun with it after you won this one.
Yeah, all I can say is... F those effers.
Yes. Uh-huh. F those effers.
Yeah.
Put that on a fucking shirt.
I will.
F those effers.
Do you want to try to call Joey real quick?
Yeah.
I can try.
No way he'd pick up.
He probably won't with me, but.
He'll be like, why the hell are you calling
him? Yeah, he'd be like, why the fuck is Kyle calling me? He's going to send me the voicemail.
Oh, then
what
I'll
are you
going
to say to him? Do you know what you're going to say to him?
Why did he block me?
I'll say, no.
Hey, can you unblock me?
Does he know who you are?
I mean, he blocked me.
Maybe you were a D-I-C-K to him.
Oh, I mean, I did call him, like. A bitch, and
I think we'll
I said that he
see
was,
that's not nice.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but
so you're gonna
try to bury the hatchet.
My
so you want to bury the hatchet?
Yeah,
with
him and Denny.
Yeah,
unblock me.
You want to? All right. So you're not gonna talk smack about?
No,
it.
I'm not gonna talk smack. I'm gonna ask him if he can. We can bury the hatchet. Although I am a Denny guy. I'm a Denny guy.
All right.
Hello,
Joey.
Yo.
Hey, man. What's up?
Not much. Congratulations.
Well, I do appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. Would you mind trading me years in which we won?
Trading you years in which we won?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I like number 18 a lot better than I like 19.
I don't care as long as I got one. I don't really care.
Okay, maybe we'll trade trophies.
I'm a most recent champion. I'll take that.
All right. There you go. Hey, so I'm here with some friends of Denny, and they kind of wanted to talk to you for a second. Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Joey, it's Big Cat from Barstool. You blocked me on Twitter. I wanted to bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
I'm a Denny guy through and through. I probably said some things, but I wanted to apologize, be the bigger man, and say let's bury that hatchet and let bygones be bygones.
Sure, I mean, you're going to start running your big mouth, right?
So you do know, you noticed it, didn't you?
What was that?
You noticed me chirping you. I probably went over the line.
Well, you weren't the only one.
Yeah, well.
We all have our haters, right?
Yeah, we rep. Oh, yeah. Listen, we can change the narrative. We won't. Here's what we'll do is I will not say, the only thing, can I keep saying Slogano? Am I allowed to say that still?
I don't really like that one.
Fuck.
Okay, how about this?
Damn it.
How about this? We won't say Slogano anymore.
Hold on. Say that again, Joey.
I feel like I've earned the right for you not to call me that.
Okay.
He is fast.
He's fast. Okay, he's fast. We won't call you Slogano anymore, but can we call you Slowy Logano?
I don't like that one either.
All right.
Man.
Oh, man.
Can you give him one that you do like?
This name, Joey Logano, is pretty good. I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Do you like sliced bread with avocado?
Champion Joey Logano.
Ah, no. See, this we might have to walk away from the negotiation table here. This might not work out.
Former NASCAR champion Joey Logano.
All right, fine. You know what? Keep me blocked, and we'll be just Denny guys forever. Okay?
All right, that sounds like a good plan.
All right, thanks, Joey. Appreciate it, man.
All right, it seems like this relationship has really cued itself right into the right areas. So,
well, we tried. I think we tried.
I think
we
all know where we stand.
We're all friends.
Yeah,
hey, we live on this earth together. We might as well be friends.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're calling me all this, what are you calling Kyle Busch?
Well, we didn't really know that Kyle Busch was a jerk, but he at least admits he's a jerk, so he's a jerk. He's a jerk.
I'm calling him Kyle Landing Strip.
Yeah.
So, you know how my nickname, one of them, was Shrub?
Yeah.
Right? So, here, what'd you say?
I'm calling him Kyle Landing Strip now.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We're guys talking mounds, that's all.
It's like the peach fuzz on his face. You ought to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, man, it's pretty bad.
All right. Well, Joey, thanks for at least trying. We tried. Hey, we tried. There's nothing we can do. We'll just walk away. We'll shake hands over the phone, and we'll say, hey, we tried to make this work. It didn't work. Hopefully we'll see each other sometime.
Yeah, it was a half-assed effort, but yeah. I'll give it to you.
Agreed.
All right.
Agreed.
Sorry to bother you in your off-season. I hope you have some time to get away and enjoy.
All right, enjoy. See you
later.
I think what happened there is you and Joey have now buried the hatchet.
I'm surprised he picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys are tighter than you realize.
You guys,
he's a nice guy away from the track. It's just when you put your helmet on, don't be a complete dick.
Yeah. Like, don't scratch me.
Right.
Right.
Like, if you want to scratch me, then we're going to be scrappy.
I must have said a lot of stuff because he definitely knew who I was.
Yeah.
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 All right. I'll own the block. I don't care. I'm a Denny guy. I'm not going to apologize for repping my guy.
You started off really well. It was going good. But I think you ruined it, though.
Well, here's the thing. When he takes Joey Slogano off the table, that's where I walk away. I cannot. There's some things I cannot give up in this life, and calling him Joey Slogano is one of those things.
I'm looking at a lot of stuff in our history here. I'm seeing some blowy Slogano.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm seeing he did some advertisement for watches
to sew
last year. Yeah, he had his own personal brand.
Oh,
of
no,
watches
that was with Sikyo,
that
I think.
He was selling, and I said, "Hey, babe, happy Valentine's Day. I got us his and hers Joey Logano watches - someone who's never getting laid ever again."
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's a pretty good burn.
Just humor.
And when you go after his sponsors, it's tough for him to just roll over and take it.
You guys aren't right.
Hey, we tried. We tried. And
hey, Slowey, how's the weather back there?
Are you
finishing fifth and Denny finishing fourth?
Are you? Yeah, that's not much of separation there, dude.
If you're not first, you're last.
Hey, Joey, you're a baby. Joey Logano won today. Puke. That's not mean.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
You said that?
Yeah. Hey, Joey Slogano, go fuck yourself.
That's
not bad.
No,
that's not bad.
That might get you blocked.
That's just guys being dudes on the track.
No.
Robin's racing, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Slowey Slogano at Joey Logano. You look pretty slow out there. No wonder they call you Slogano. Bet you don't even have Michael Jordan's number, loser.
Jesus. He's slow.
What are you writing about me?
I don't think. You haven't popped up on my radar yet. Now that you're a champion.
So's Logano.
Yeah, but that's why I was chirping him.
Someone said, fuck Kyle Busch, and I liked that one. That's about it so far that I can find. Listen.
So I'm off your radar.
We're unapologetically Denny Hamlin guys. I don't know what else we can say.
All right.
Yeah. But thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was
fun. Congrats.
Send me a sponsorship proposal.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get on the...
All right.
We actually are on. We're in the
Rowdy's Landing
now.
Strip.
Okay. And we'll
Coming
get on the
you.
Car. How much... What's the cheap... What can we get on the car? I'm going to follow you right now. We can get on the car for like... I don't know, like... Maybe like half a Bitcoin?
Half a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They even have half Bitcoin?
Yeah, you can...
Why would you have half of any... Why do we have change in America anymore?
Like pennies?
Yes.
Because you got to...
Why can't stuff just be $1, $2, $4?
Vending machines?
You know what I mean?
Vending machines.
You have to have something to
there's
mark your ball
dollar,
when
there's
you're
credit
golfing.
Card vending machines
Flipping
now.
A coin.
Listen, it's today's world. We're not into the 1700s
anymore. What about playing
anymore.
Quarters?
Those are ping pong balls
that you throw
into cups.
Quarters.
Beer pong, yeah.
Yeah, but quarters is a different game.
I don't play that game.
It's a great game.
What about Bloody Knuckles?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, uh-uh.
You never play Bloody Knuckles?
Bloody Foreheads, yeah.
Yeah.
Scratched by a cat
Scratched
before.
By a cat. Yeah. What about saying, keep the change, you filthy animal?
That saying would die, wouldn't it?
It would die.
Yeah.
That's Home Alone. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kyle Busch, thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by. Congrats again.
I appreciate you
Anytime
guys.
Anytime you
yeah,
want
right
to come
on.
By. You probably
I'm not in New York
so.
Very often,
yeah,
so maybe
us.
Next time by the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
I think this one could have been done by the phone.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Obviously, we called Joey.
Now I'm getting the jerk thing. Yeah. The jerk thing makes sense, yeah.
Get out of here, you jerk.
Bye-bye.
That interview with Kyle Busch was brought to you by...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Blue Bombers shorts guy, Chris Matthews.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, we now welcome on Winnipeg Blue Bombers super fan, better known as Shorts Guy. It is Chris Matthew calling us from Canada in preparation for the Grey Cup on Sunday. Now, Chris, we are a podcast obviously based in the U.S. and a big NFL podcast. Can you explain to us the genesis of Shorts Guy and why this game on Sunday is so important to you?
Okay, take you back to 2001. Winnipeg was playing in the Grey Cup, which is our Super Bowl, and we were playing what was supposed to be a farce inferior team. We should have beat them, no problem. So I'd been out with a couple of guys the night before, and the next day somebody said to me, well, how long are you going to be wearing shorts? It was a nice November. I was still in them. I said, oh, until the Bombers win the Grey Cup. The following Sunday, they went out. They got beat by the lesser team, and I've been waiting for them now to win the Grey Cup ever since.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you are a committed shorts guy. Was this ever like a bet that was cemented through a handshake, or was it just your word was out there and you're a man of your word?
The latter. It's just my word. There was no handshake. There's no, I don't have to give anybody anything. They don't have to pay me. There's nothing. It's just I said I would do it, so... I'm the one that should have been committed, I think.
So you have been wearing shorts, rain, sun, winter, snow, 0 degrees ever since. So since 2001, you've been wearing shorts. And I'd have to imagine, I'm not a meteorologist, Winnipeg is pretty cold, is it not?
It is. In fact, Winnipeg has been known to have the coldest street corner of any major city in the world.
How many times have you been there?
Not too often. Not okay. Since the last, or in the last 18 years.
What is the street corner itself?
Portage and Main.
Why is it the cold? Is there wind that whips off?
Oh, yeah. The wind just whistles through there. It can be really brutal down there.
Okay. Yep. So you haven't been there. You've had to steer clear of certain parts of town. Is there any specific event that you've attended, like a wedding or something? I have to assume that you've been invited to some formal occasions that you've shown up in your shorts.
Yes, I have gone to a couple of things in shorts with a jacket and tie. But if it's really a formal thing, I get around not wearing pants because I own a kilt.
Oh,
that's smart. But I imagine that's probably not much warmer, is it?
Oh, no. It's probably even less warm. There's more space for the wind to blow up there.
Dang. All right, so the Blue Bombers. Now, yeah. Let's do two things here. One is, how many times have they been to the Grey Cup since the shorts bet?
Twice.
And both times just
they
fall
came,
flat on the face?
Away in second place.
Okay. Yeah. And now, were they close? Were any of those games close? Were they being, you know?
Well, one was fairly close, and I think we could have won it. But in the game before the Grey Cup, our starting quarterback broke his arm.
That's got
it. We had to play the Grey Cup with our backup.
Okay. So
It was still fairly close, but we didn't win that one. And the other one, not so much.
Okay, so you've been used to this moment where you're on the eve of the Grey Cup and possibly being able to go back to pants. Are you getting your hopes up at all?
No more than any other time, although I think we have a better chance this year than we have had in the past. We have quite a good team this year, and... in the last couple of games, they've been playing very, very well. So they won two playoff games away from home, which Ooh. Is tough to do up here.
Nice.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to be quite as firm in my prediction as I was back in 2001 because I might say something else real stupid.
Yeah. We got to keep you out of the bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so now the other side of it is the devastation of a loss that much more significant knowing, oh, my gosh, I got another winter full of shorts.
No. No, the devastation would be more the fact that they simply that they've lost.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for them to it's not like we haven't won before. We have like 10 Grey Cups in our history. But it's been since 1990 that we won the Grey Cup.
So wow.
That would be the devastation, is if we go like 30 years without winning them.
Damn. Do you have a pair of pants ready at the go that you're going to put on the instant that they win?
I do, and most people would say put the shorts back on because I've dug out an old pair of Zubaz pants.
Oh, of course.
The hammer pants, parachute pants, yeah. They're pretty ugly.
Is there a tiny, tiny little bit of you buried deep down inside? I'm not talking about rooting against the Blue Bombers, but a tiny part of you that would be sad to go back to wearing pants.
Well, yes, and in fact, once this is all said and done and I can wear pants, I'm only going to wear them on certain occasions. I'm going to wear my shorts for the most part anyways. I really found out over 18 years that I enjoy wearing them. I like them.
I love you. Shorts are great too. I'm wearing my shorts right now. I would wear shorts year round. I guess I don't have the courage that you do, but you're kind of a role model to me.
Well, a trendsetter, I guess. I don't know.
It's incredible. I mean, it is. You are a football guy through and through, being a man of your word. Has there been what was the coldest day, or what was the coldest moment where you're like, this might be enough for me. I might have to just throw on some pants because this is just
well.
Brutal.
I guess it was. I had one like that. We have a couple of shopping centers here, and I dropped something off at my car off at one. And thought, oh, I'll just walk across to the other one. And it's kind of like wide open parking lot. And I think it was probably about, with wind chill, probably about minus 30. And it was farther than I thought. Mm-hmm. And my shins were just screaming at me. And I thought, you know what? You are a complete, total fool. Why are you doing this? But then once I got in and warmed up a little bit, I was fine.
That's incredible. Do you have pairs of shorts that are warmer than other pairs? Because I've been thinking about inventing a new product, kind of like hot shorts that you can wear in the wintertime.
Yeah, no, I don't. Most of them are just regular kind of shorts. I was thinking of that as well. I thought maybe like fur-lined ones or something would be good. But no, they're all just kind of your basic. I have sports shorts, like the basketball ones.
Mm-hmm.
That I wear, and then I have cargo shorts, and then I have kind of like the dressy black.
Yeah, your black tie affair shorts.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. In case you're invited to like a gala or
yes,
a ball.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. All right, my last question I got to ask, give us your prediction and what you'll do if they lose come Sunday in the Grey Cup final.
Let's see. My prediction, I'm going to say that the Bombers are going to win by 4 points.
Ooh. Okay, I like
all
that.
All right, and if they win?
If they win, I'll probably draw a sober breath on Wednesday.
There we go. Perfect.
I love it. I have one last question for you because you have been getting a lot of media attention, and you just said you got another interview like on the back of this one. So has the team reached out to you in any capacity to say, hey, maybe we can get you on the sidelines or something like that? Because I think that you could be an X factor for them.
They have. This story came out first time last year. And so last year they brought me to one of the games and toured the whole facility and everything. But this year, no. But they do know that I exist. There's been some quotes. The coach has mentioned it and a couple of the players. I don't expect them to. Never did. And if, when this is all said and done, they'd like to do something, well, that would be fine. But if they don't, that's fine, too.
Okay.
There you go.
Are you going to be at the game?
No, it's in Calgary. It's about a four-hour flight from here. And I'm not going to sit outside in the cold in my shorts to wait till they win.
Yeah, okay.
That's smart. It's crazy that it took 18 years for the media to ever catch up to this story and be like, hey, this guy has been wearing shorts for so long. That's so puzzling to me.
I want your shorts retired after this. I want them in front. Yeah.
They should raise them up in the stadium and hang them next to the banner.
Yes.
Well, I'll see if I can get a pair bronzed for them. And then
there we go.
That's beautiful.
All right. Well, good luck on Sunday. We're rooting for you and appreciate your time. And go, what do we say? Go Blue Bombers? Is there a saying?
Yeah.
Go Blue Bombers.
Yeah, go Blue.
All right, go Blue.
Go Blue.
No, I don't do that. That's Michigan here.
Go Blue. I'll say it.
Go Blue Bombers.
Yeah, throw the Bombers in. Nobody wants Michigan to win.
Yeah, there you go.
Get bombed.
Yeah.
I'm a Buckeye fan on this end.
Oh, wow. Oh. All right, so you, wait. That just changed everything. You have success all the time.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't say until Ohio wins something or Buckeyes win something.
That
would have been a smarter play.
That was a curveball at the end of the interview. Here I was feeling bad that you haven't won a championship since 1990 and you're a Buckeyes fan. Man, I don't like you anymore, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
All right, good luck on Sunday. We appreciate your time.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye.
That interview was brought to you by...
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
Okay, let's get to some segments. Finish up our Friday show. We'll start with some Firefest. Henry, you got this.
You got it, Hank?
You got this.
What do I have?
The Firefest.
What's your Firefest of the week,
you
Hank?
You got this, bro.
Is there one I'm missing that I'm...
No.
Why are you saying it that way?
Because you suck at this.
We want to support you in your quest to become not shitty at Firefest.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel, me and you, after the show, are driving to Rough and Rowdy in Providence.
Correct.
Immediately after the show, I'm going to home for the weekend, and I needed to pack
clothes.
Vacation. Yep, I'm taking a vacation.
Won't be here on Sunday.
And I packed my suitcase for my vacation.
Wait, I just realized something.
Yeah?
The Cowboys are going to win, because Hank's not going to be here.
Hank's not going to be here. That's fumble.
That's the
that's
only
turnover
reason.
Luck right
the
there
The only
for
reason
you.
The Cowboys are going to win is because Hank won't be here on Sunday.
Should factor that into your picks.
Okay.
But I packed my suitcase, came to work, and then I realized that I left it at home, had to rush home. It was just an unnecessary disaster.
Whoa.
Firefest.
Firefest.
Just running around, ruined my day. I hate this segment every week.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it.
Like, you know when you're on the train and you're... I was on the train and I was like...
Yeah, go on.
I was like, all right, I'm going home for the weekend. I was like...
Oh, wow. That's bad. Yeah.
I should probably have my suitcase with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay. That sounds really bad.
Rough and Rowdy tonight, though. Tune
in. Tune in. Rough and Rowdy 10, Providence, Rhode Island.
Big Cat's going to sing the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know it.
What is it? What is the
Canada
national
anthem? Oh, Canada. That's it.
Come on. That's it?
That's all I know.
Our thoughtful, fruitful syrup.
Sorry.
Home of men in shorts.
Sorry. I'm hoping people just boo it so much that I don't have to actually sing it.
That would
That's
be incredibly
kind of
disrespectful, but also very respectful of your time.
Correct.
Actually, it'd be the most respectful because they don't want you to screw it up in front of everybody.
So they're going
to
boo it.
Yeah.
So if you were listening to this and you were going to be in Providence tonight for Rough and Rowdy, feel free to boo it. And then I'm going to do the national anthem, the real one, after. Cheer that.
Okay. My Firefest of the week is, I think we have birds nesting in our ceiling. So in last Sunday's taping of Part of My Take, before we taped it,
that makes me feel much better.
There was a lot of chirping going on directly above us. We were the only ones in the office. There was nobody else here. We think it might be a vent issue,
but it sounds
like birds are nesting up
well,
there.
Well, I spoke to Pete, and he says it's not birds, but that's exactly what I'd expect him to say.
Yeah.
Keep us away from knowing that there are birds above us.
That would be the ultimate if we had a family of pigeons living right above us.
Cursed. Also, anti-Firefest, this bench press, we've been talking about it for probably, I mean, we
Don't
moved
want
in
it.
May.
Nah.
Finally showed up today.
The moment
after,
is
after me dealing with this guy at Mobile. Shout out to Mobile. They sent us a bench press. It's awesome.
Oh, nice.
But after months and months of, well, first PFT was doing it, then I had to take it from PFT, and then it's just been a long Firefest process. And our long national nightmare is over.
PFT, the one that you ordered, do you think that's going to show up?
I think
after?
That is the same one.
Oh, okay.
It's the very same. Yeah.
Nice.
It's
just, well, yeah. I got in contact with the guy. He's like, yeah, I think we talked to PFT a while ago.
Yeah. I'll put it this way.
I was like, oh, well,
the
yeah.
The bench press is being shipped more efficiently to us than a single recurring guest t-shirt is being shipped to our guests.
The best was every few weeks, PFT would be like, hey, Liam, did you send that design to the bench press people? And be like, yeah, like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm.
And then just it's
coming. So Gaines,
it's here.
Yeah, it's here.
It's literally coming into the studio.
Okay, yeah,
it'll be in the studio after Thanksgiving.
Okay,
all right.
My Fyre Fest is I have some kind of side ailment that I don't really know what it is, but I was in excruciating pain this morning, so much so that Hank caught me in the studio doing my four-legged gas trick.
I was coming in because I got into work and it was like I got a note, like someone texted me, it was like, yo, your bench press showed up, like it's here. So when I got into work, I came into the studio to see if that's where they dropped it off.
I was on
the
all
door
fours.
Was shut, but I knew that no one was around, so I opened the door and Big Cat was just like on Eiffel Tower on fart? The floor
trying to do whatever.
What
stretch
the fuck.
I
thought you were doing push-ups. I was like, dude, you getting a quick pump before
so
the yak.
It literally just I just woke up and I had this sharp pain in my side. And I thought maybe it was a kidney stone, a gallbladder. I did what everyone always does whenever they have a pain like this. I went on
WebMD.
The national radio show, and they just had people call in and tell me what I had.
Okay.
Which is very diagnosed. Relatable. Yes.
So appendicitis.
Yeah, maybe. That's actually one of the things. Gallbladder, appendicitis, just straight up death, broken rib, back injury. I actually have self-diagnosis. I went 4 days in a row eating chili.
What if you ate so much chili that you broke your rib?
Yeah, I think I have like a bean lodged in my rib.
Uh-huh.
And so
Marilyn Manson surgery time.
The pain was bad, but the real pain was Hank walking in being like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing.
It's a bizarre thing that you think that like doing toe touches will just make you fart.
Dude, it's just getting in the position of a dog and just kind of just laying down, like laying. If I had a hot rock, I would have iguanaed it and just laid on the hot rock.
Well, that sounds like a better plan anyways.
Yeah, I would, but I don't have a hot rock.
My dog, when he farts, I've noticed that he'll be asleep just on his side with all fours just spread out in front of him.
So can I try that?
And yeah, try that. Leroy actually woke me up with a fart yesterday. He didn't wake up, but he woke me up.
Yeah.
With a nice long toot.
So I got to lay on my side like Leroy. Okay,
go
perfect.
For it, yeah.
All right.
It would be great content if you had a kidney stone, though.
No, don't wish that on me.
I'm just saying it content-wise.
I've read up on it, and it sounds terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Vic Fangio's coaching with one. He's doing a great job.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. Don't wish that evil on me.
Imagine the kidney stone like hung up behind you, though.
I'd put it on a necklace for sure.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Wear that shit every single day. Maybe a pinky ring with my kidney stone?
That's pretty cool.
That would be nice. All right. Let's do a couple segments. Michael Wilbon name drop. Probably the pinnacle Michael Wilbon name drop.
Mm-hmm.
He golfed with Obama once, but he said that Luka Doncic might be the best player in the NBA. Or no, what was the exact quote?
I think the quote they were talking about, he is the next Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Wilbon said, Michael's going to call me about this one.
Uh-huh. Might get a call. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to get a call. The funny thing about this one is, and this is the perfect Michael Wilbon name drop, but I could actually see Michael Jordan calling Wilbon for even thinking that.
He's like, are you high?
That would be the ultimate. That's the only reason I think Michael Jordan gets people's phone numbers is just in case, so he can berate them for not respecting him enough down
right.
the line.
Right, absolutely.
If Michael Jordan asks you for your phone number, it's because he thinks you're capable of sleeping on him at some point.
Yeah, at some point you're going to say someone else might be better than him. And he wants to be able to speed dial. He probably is a speed dial guy.
When was the last time you think Michael Jordan just called somebody and was like, hey, man, you want to chat? Probably never.
Denny Hamlin. That's it.
Yeah.
Bookie.
Come on, Hank.
No, that's not the chat. That's business.
Come on, Hank.
He's so competitive.
Well, but if you're trying to get like a rollover, like a,
Michael Jordan's trying to get a rollover.
Yeah. Well, it could be.
Yeah.
His rollover is just take a year off mysteriously.
No,
I'm
going to
go play baseball.
I don't like where this is going. All right. Hank,
Michael's going to call us about this one.
This live. Wow. Hank actually might get this first half over in the Duke game.
That's 64, not 62.
Oh, you idiot. Okay. Never mind. PFT, you have read a headline. Let's read a headline.
Yeah, this is just us reading a headline. From TMZ. Caught on video. A doctor spent 37 minutes sucking urine out of the man's bladder and spinning it into an empty wine bottle during an international flight.
Mm.
That sentence just gets worse and worse and worse as it goes on.
Do you know what's funny is that, so when I was diagnosing myself with gallbladder...
Do you want me to suck piss out of you?
Well, I threw this out there because that one, look, you're not going to have to suck a kidney stone out of me. But
I'll
the hypothetical, if we were walking in the desert and a snake bit me in the penis, would you... save my life by sucking the venom out sideways.
What do you mean sideways?
Like you
just the shaft?
Like no, yeah, the shaft.
Like it's a harmonica.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, harmonica style. Okay.
You would?
Not popsicle, but her.
You
yeah.
would?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
I would do that for you.
It's just guys being dudes.
Right. So if that ever happens, shout out Mike Posner, who got bit by a snake, and that was the only reason people even cared that he walked across the
on
country.
His dick.
No, on his foot.
Oh,
but it was really sad because he was walking across the country for 6 months and no one cared until he almost died.
I got bit on my wiener.
But yeah, that's a hell of a headline. That doctor needs. Can you win Doctor of the Year?
Yeah, there's a Doctor of the Year. It's found in any number of in-flight magazines.
True.
That I think you just pay your way into.
Next we to should, the best steakhouse in Houston.
We should do that, actually. Just like take pictures of ourselves in lab coats and just submit them to the Doctor of the Year. I think you just have to pay him like $5,000.
That'd be fine.
And we'll be Spirit Airlines Doctors of the Year.
Actually, we're giving Triggs a lot of stuff to do, but we should start putting up fake diplomas.
Well, we can, remember we looked into that, we can just buy a diploma
no, but if
from
we
an
just,
accredited school in like Belgrade.
Oh, no, but I'm saying like we all went to Harvard and Yale and everything, like just a wall.
Just shame the fuck out of every
of
guest.
Diplomas, uh-huh. And they walk in there and say, these guys are titans of the industry.
Yeah, it would lead to some very confused guests.
And it's literally just us having Triggs make them for us.
I have a JD from Trump University.
Yep, Liberty.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Pretty good, right? Journalism school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, you had an idea. No, we already did your Redskins idea. Let's do FAQs. Finish up with FAQs. Hank, why don't you get us going?
This guy was suggesting, talking about your back problems. He said, I think it can be sciatica. Sciatica. Sciatica.
Yeah.
Attica.
Shades
Attica.
Of the old Objin.
There is a issue with the back,
but
and that
it's
is
like that one, the Objin was a like that was OBGYN. This one, like,
and also
there's
you don't
no
have
way
a vagina,
to
but Hank, you have a back.
Sciatica.
Yeah.
Sciatica.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
It's a nerve that goes down your spine and it goes into your leg. And so if you have back problems, it can like just straight up debilitate you.
What I actually do have, and this is a medical condition, it's called dad back. And it's I've just had to lift my son in very awkward positions. And it's now getting to the point, like, you know, he's like 15, 16 pounds that I've hurt myself just being like, oh, I just picked up my son. So that sucks.
So stop spending time with your son.
Yeah.
And then your back pain
it's
will go away.
Hazardous to my health.
Mm-hmm.
PFT, did John Kuhn bring too much awareness to the Lohmann Trophy by mentioning it in a tweet that went viral on Thursday?
I actually just got done texting John, you know, not to
oh,
drop
Mike Wilbon, yeah?
So he said that he put that tweet up because he was getting a lot of heat online because he dared to post a Mason Ramsey, Myles Garrett take. And
wait,
so, Mason Rudolph.
You're doing that on purpose.
Doing, yeah, has he still been shave your mustache?
I haven't posted since.
Yeah, he scared you off? Yeah, I think, you know, it's not a very fullback move to get all those retweets. He should actually, if he was a true fullback, he would be blocking too much of the internet
true.
To ever get that many retweets and likes.
True. Lohmann Trophy coming soon.
That's right, yeah.
Week before Heisman.
Or the week of the Heisman. Before, we're going to cuck the Heisman.
Mm-hmm. As we always do.
What are your Peloton handles? There are several fake PFTs, and I want to make sure I'm following the real low man.
I'm PFT commenter.
And I'm also PFT commenter.
Yeah, Big Cat's also.
So we share a handle.
We share everything.
So anytime you see a record, it was probably mine.
Uh-huh, that's true. But I might make the Genesis halftime show on Monday Night Football a recurring thing. That was a lot of fun. But listening to it in retrospect, listening to my heavy breathing while answering the questions, I did that radio hit on Pittsburgh on DVE with our guys. And they played me back some of the me quacking at Duck.
Got it.
Duck joined the Instagram Live, and it, just hearing that audio back is extremely inappropriate.
Yeah, you should. I mean, I'd be honored to be a guest at some point whenever you'd have me. But I'll just eat chili while you hop on.
Peloton should make a tandem bike, like a two person bike, where the person on the back just kind of
so good,
just kind of hangs out.
All right, three more flushing etiquette questions. First one's a flushing etiquette question.
Okay.
If your pee is clear, but you're in someone else's home, do you flush? At which darkness of yellow do you go from leave it to a must flush at your own place?
At my own place, pretty much like nothing. I'll keep anything in there flush wise.
Let it mellow.
Yeah, but at another person's house, it really has to be. They can't tell the difference. I think any shade of yellow whatsoever,
even
you
bubbles.
Have to flush.
Yeah.
Even bubbles.
Bubbles counts. Also, if the bathroom is close enough to the couch area or the communal area, I like to flush as I'm ending my pee. That way I can let out a nice juicy fart at the end of it. And the flush covers it up.
Do you ever try and time your pee to finish as your flush is coming?
Yeah, of course.
But then what happens when you go over?
Any leftovers, overtime. Rollover minutes. Rollover minutes, you just let those. You don't do a double flush on a pee.
Yeah.
But then that defeats the whole purpose because you're leaving pee in the toilet.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm trying to save the environment.
I pee in sinks, so.
All right.
Who's the real winner?
Cart corral etiquette. We don't have to deal with this as New Yorkers. After unloading your groceries in your vehicle, what is the maximum distance you'll go to walk your cart into the cart corral?
No, okay, so here's the rule. First of all, you should do everything you can to at least get it to where all the carts are. But if it is a very large distance, you just need to make sure it's linked up to at least two other carts.
Yeah.
So if there's two other stray carts in a spot, you can just you're starting your own snake.
Yeah.
So that's really the rule as far as I go.
That counts as docking it.
Right,
for sure.
Exactly. So not one. One is now it's just a lonesome pair. It needs to be two others. And then you're like, well, someone had the idea here of starting a new snake. I'll add to it.
I like that. Another option would be I like to find somebody that's on their way in and be like, hey, I got a cart for you. And they're like, no, psycho, I'm just going to get my own cart inside.
Yeah.
I don't want your dirty,
greasy
used cart.
Hands, yeah.
Or what I like to do sometimes is if I get within maybe 20 yards of the docking station, I'll just give it a shove.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just push it real far.
Nice.
And hope that it goes in. And if it doesn't, I already have walked away and I already did the swaggy pee like threes in the air.
Right.
And behind me, it's bouncing off the side.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, last one. I volunteer to help a friend coach his son's peewee team, age 14. There are 2 weeks left in the season, and I was curious. At what point does it become acceptable to tell a kid on the team who thinks he's the best player that he's actually not good at all? Is that out of bounds?
I think you leave that up to his stepdad. That's a stepdad's job.
Mm-hmm. How old?
14.
14-year-old
kids.
Yeah, you can start. I think once kids hit puberty, you can start softly saying, hey, maybe this isn't for you.
No, this is a cocky kid.
Oh.
He wants to, this kid is like the cocky cock of the walk on the team.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to be like, yo, you suck.
Tee him up.
Are we talking about football or basketball or what?
I mean, the season's coming to the end. It's got to be football.
It's
maybe soccer?
Yeah.
Maybe you recommend that the kid switches a kicker.
Tell the ref to kick him out, honestly. Like, that's annoying. Like, kick him out of a game and give him a little humble pie.
Oh, so not even like direct face-to-face.
Yeah,
just
no,
do
passive-aggressively
it, like,
do it. Yeah, for sure.
Or what you can do, this is
so
actually,
not even helping him.
No,
move
no,
forward,
don't help
just
at all.
Like,
just it's for your
him.
Own satisfaction yes. to watch him cry as he gets kicked out.
This is maybe a solution where you can kind of have the other kids tell it to him. At the end of the year ceremony, have the team vote on an MVP. And then when he doesn't get it, like Antonio Brown style, then he's going to flip out, force his way off your team. You don't have to deal with him next year.
Yeah, and that also could be, like, pretty much do anything to make him cry, because then if he cries in front of all of his friends, mm-hmm. he's the cry kid and he can't be the best player. Like, that just mentally he's done being the alpha in the group.
It's true.
So that, and it'll probably years of therapy and all that stuff, and it'll be hanging with him forever, but at least you've done your job.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
Right. Antonio Brown's come back, by the way.
Official? Okay. Breaking news?
No, just...
Just a hunch you have?
Who told you incarcerated, Bob?
No, I got sources.
Oh,
got
okay. sources? Is it Twitter.com?
I get... if Leroy doesn't have it, yeah, I'm not going to trust
Leroy's
it.
Not running with this
I mean,
at
it's
all.
In your guy's blood.
What?
AB? Like, blood type?
No, like, my sources, your guy's is direct relation to you.
Wait, what? Who's...
I have no idea what that means. Oh,
Julian
Mike
Edelman
Florio.
Said something?
Internet
Mike
dad.
Florio said... Florio, this is the part of the season where Florio gets a little
stir crazy.
Yeah, his takes are just getting out of hand.
Yeah, you leave.
And I love him.
You
for
leave
it.
Mike alone with his takes for too long, and he's going to come up with some weird inventions of it. So I guess what he's reporting, Antonio Brown is gassing up his hot air balloon as we speak. That'd be sick if he flew into Foxborough on that thing.
Kind of crazy that Antonio Brown was wearing his Raiders helmet. In his Instagram videos.
It is. So he's finally learning what it's like to not get paid for a contract, and he's figured out he doesn't like it.
Right,
so
right, exactly.
He's evolving.
Right. All right, we will see everyone on Monday.
Love you guys. Doink and it's in. That's number 3.
I'm talking away.